you say?
What are you talking about?
It's your chance to talk.
You hear me?
They are BBC Asian Network.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
After hearing that, even worse.
Really? What? Yeah. Okay. What would you like to say, sorry? Thanks for calling, by the way.
The lady just sort of mentioned that you cannot force anyone into their religion.
Right.
I can actually say it's happened to me, and I know of many others, and it does happen. It does happen, but we just turn a blind eye to it. I mean, I was sort of 16 at the time.
Right.
First time I was away from home on my own as an independent. Went to college, and it was unfortunate that the people that I was exposed to were all Muslim. And
why was that unfortunate?
Because that's when they took advantage. They took advantage of that fact.
In what way did they take advantage of you?
Well, I'm just sort of going to go into that now.
Cool.
When I was in my classes, I was the only actually female in the class because the sort of nature of the subject that I was doing, I was the only female in the class.
Right.
And there was no Christian, there was no Jew, there was no other Sikh, they were all Muslim in that class.
Right.
Unfortunately, I had no choice but to have them as my friends. And at the age of 16, your hormones are everywhere anyway, so you don't know what you're doing in that sort of sense. So there was about, I would say, three of them who sort of, I would say at that time, became my close friends.
Right.
Right, but it sort of took them 3 to 4 months to sort of become very good friends with me. After that sort of 3 to 4 months, there was one person, there was one male in particular who would sit down with me, have long discussions regarding his faith and my faith at that time. He would sit down with me, tell me in regards to heaven and earth, heaven and hell, everything. And he would sit with me and tell me how, I can give you one example which still sort of taunts me to this day. He said to me, did you know in your religion that you can have sexual relations outside of husband and wife? And I said, no. Me not knowing about my religion was a big thing at that time because I didn't know much about my own religion. He used that against me. But everything he told me, I would believe.
Right, okay.
It got slightly more extreme.
Is that because your parents say failed to teach you enough about Sikhism to give you enough confidence to be able to say to him, no, that's wrong?
No, my parents didn't fail. My parents are wonderful. My parents didn't fail to teach me. To be honest with you, it was all there in the back of my head. I knew about my religion, but
because
he was so, how can I say it? He was so
manipulative.
He was very manipulative. I was emotionally vulnerable, you could sort of say, as well.
Right.
And he took advantage of that on me. And after that, he started to get close to me, took me out on a couple of dates, and he bought me very expensive gifts. And the lady said, she mentioned a mobile phone, and that's one of the first things that he actually bought me was a mobile phone. I mean, back then, mobile phones were the it thing to have.
Right.
And he bought me this mobile, and as soon as it was bought, he could have logs on me 24 hours a day. He'd sort of ring me up first thing in the morning, where are you, how are you, and...
Did you end up dating him then? Did he end up being your boyfriend?
He did at that time, yeah.
Right, okay. And then did you decide to finish with him after you felt like really he was just trying to convert you?
Well, what actually happened was, He got to the stage where he convinced me to even leave home. He told me that I'd get nothing at home. He'd tell me things that my parents would do to me if they find out that I was dating him. Sort of, if I can just sort of get to the main sort of point. He even had, he introduced me to his family. The family embraced me. The family were very happy, showed me that they had lots of money and that I would be safe. The main thing that they kept saying to me was a reassurance that I would be safe. I mean, to me, I didn't understand that at that time.
Right.
He then actually went on to say that, you know, he said, come. It was just kept pressure just kept coming on to me, to, you know, come, you need to leave home, it's never going to happen. And, you know, he kept saying that those lines to me, if you love me, you'll do it for me. If you love me, you'll do it for me.
Right, okay.
And when you're at that age, what does love mean? What is love?
Right. And but you didn't convert.
All he kept saying was, you've only got to sort. I don't think there was any ceremony, but he only said I had to repeat a couple of lines and I'd become a Muslim.
Right.
But, I mean...
But you didn't do that?
No. What happened was, I don't know to this day how this happened. There were some photographs taken at that time. Very intimate photographs were taken. And when I did leave home, my parents did try to contact me. That was used as a force of blackmail on me, that, you know, if I did speak to my parents, if I ever looked back...
Okay, thank you, Sally.